It's my pleasure today to be talking with John Kemp about books about New Orleans architecture for the Tricentennial Reading List. So, John, the books at top of your list seem to me to be classics. And we'll start with the Friends of the Cabildo Architecture Series.
Well, yes. New Orleanians know architecture. They love architecture. They're surrounded by architecture because sometimes you don't even see it because you're so familiar with it.
Yeah.
And in the city. Back in the early, mid-1970s, the Friends of the Cabildo, working with Pelican Publishing Company, started producing these wonderful books of the various neighborhoods of New Orleans. The Garden District, the Lower Garden District, Uptown, the University Center,
the
French
cemeteries.
Quarter, cemeteries, Esplanade Ridge. People like others, Rulak Toledano, Mary Louise Kristovich, Sally Evans, now Sally Reeves, and others. Tremendous research in the city's archives, in the notarial archives, finding all this information about the architecture that exists today and mm-hmm. no longer exists, and you know, neighborhood, street by street, and she's given us this portrait of New Orleans from the 19th century to mid-20th century. It's a great classical series of the evolution of the New Orleans neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. One of the books that's very dear to my heart is French Quarter Manual, an architectural guide to the Vieux Carré. That was published in 1997 by Malcolm Hurd.
Yeah, and going through that, you see that he gives you that guide, that look at the French Quarter in New Orleans that most of us don't see. Most of us looking at the city at street level, you have to look above, you know, the first floor windows and the doorways to see the variety of architectural styles that actually exists in the French Quarter. And he gives us that portrait of the French Quarter that few people ever see because they don't look.
Right.
and that's true all over the city. You don't have to look. That's one of the things I enjoy about walking in the French Quarter, as he did,
yeah.
and others, just looking above the street level and seeing the variety of styles and influences and variations, and the artistic aspects of architecture is art, is public art. He points this out beautifully.
Book you've really been interested in lately that just came out is Jim Blanchard's book Magnificent Obsessions, New Orleans Buildings and Residences, 300 Years of New Orleans Architecture.
Well, this is where the artist, Jim Blanchard, comes together with the architecture. As I was saying, you know, architecture is art.
Yes.
And he's just recently produced this book showing the architectural drawings of plantation houses along the Mississippi River, houses in New Orleans, 19th century houses in New Orleans, places that in some cases no longer exist, because he did meticulous research in the archives on the various along the river and the various parishes along the river, also the notarial archives in New Orleans, to see what the buildings actually looked like.
Yeah.
And he produced these beautifully drawn, lush images of the indigenous architecture that was created in New Orleans because of its weather and climate and everything else. He did a masterful job, as he always does, of doing these colored renditions of, mm-hmm. of the architecture of New Orleans and the Mississippi River, Lower Mississippi River.
They're so lovely. We've been talking with art critic John Kemp about books about New Orleans architecture. The Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List is sponsored by the Hellis Foundation, the John Burton Harter Trust, and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. For the ever-growing Tricentennial Reading List and other episodes, check out wwno.org.